Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's the Drifters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Patrick Schleitzer is here. Patrick is a new friend. He's a core developer for Resistance. He's a cryptocurrency expert, and that's what we're talking about. Patrick, and by the way, he's joining us from Thailand, where it's on the other side of the planet and in a whole lot of different time zone. Hey, Patrick, tell us about Resistance, and also tell us about ResDex.
Right. ResDex, our exchange is our main project, and we exchange to trade from one cryptocurrency to another. And you can also buy Bitcoin with fiat money.
Okay. Is there a website? What's the website?
Yeah, the website is resistance.io.
.io, okay. Yeah. Why would I use your clearinghouse over someone else's?
There are plenty of ways. You just put a clearinghouse. We don't hold any transaction records for users. Users will hold their own funds. At no point in time, the funds are transferred to us. So we can't be hacked in the sense that someone gets access to our computer and then all funds are gone.
You just facilitate the exchange. You don't hold any of the currency.
Right. And I mean, there have been other exchanges who did it like that, but they didn't get popularity because they didn't solve the liquidity problem, which means there are no actual people buying and selling there, and then we have much worse prices.
Right, I see.
We solved the problem because we also have liquidity providers and market makers.
I see. Resistance.io, so check that out, folks. Patrick, one of the things that's been going on recently that you guys have reported on has been the replacement in Venezuela. Everybody knows now what a basket case Venezuela is right now. It's a nightmare. The people are starving down there. It's a perfect example of what happens when you have socialism in a country. It's a disaster. People are it's horrible. And so the currency, the Bolivar currency, their dollar, so to speak, has collapsed. And people are resorting to cryptocurrencies down there, aren't they?
Right.
Patrick, is that right? People are resorting to cryptocurrency in Venezuela?
There have been reports about that. And it's very clever because cryptocurrencies can't be printed at infinitum. So, like, when people buy Bitcoin, they have a limited supply. So the downside, it's more limited. Bitcoin inflates less than the Bolivar. So it's more wise to hold cryptocurrencies in Venezuela at the moment.
So at the moment, the more people in Venezuela use cryptocurrency, the more the state money, the Bolivar, will become less tenable. And at that point in time, once a state loses its sovereign currency, it almost starts being a state, doesn't it?
I mean, I haven't seen this happening in history before, but that's what I would guess.
But I mean, today in the 21st century, the sovereign currency, the ability, well, for one thing, the ability of that currency of that state to buy dollars, to buy dollars in the whole many countries hold in their treasury dollars. They don't put their own dollar, their own currency in the trade. They hope put dollars in their treasury, but a country that can't that has a worthless currency, that's a major offensive defensive weapon that they've lost. And I guess my point, if this is happening in Venezuela, this could happen if cryptocurrency is an option that was never here before. We've never had it before. I can see where down the road, Patrick, cryptocurrency could undermine a lot of state sovereign currencies. What do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. I mean, what's the backup plan when the fiat money system crashes, when the money printing has to stop? People don't trust the currency anymore, then people will certainly look into cryptocurrencies.
Well, if you take over the next, let's say over the next 80 years, the young people increasingly become devoted to cryptocurrency because it's cool, it's electronic, it's digital. They can do it on their phones. Right. They don't have to handle money. They don't have to deal with the bank, blah, blah, blah. I can see where over the next 80 years, cryptocurrency could become something that's automatic for people. They won't even remember fiat money, and that will change the way nations manage their affairs, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely this will be like this.
And I could see where, I mean, I'm not a one world conspiratorialist. I don't think about it like that, except to say that I never figured out how we could get to that point. But when you got global companies like Amazon and Facebook and Google, and then you get a global currency like some fiat money, that's a path that could happen, isn't it, Patrick?
Yeah, sure. It will allow free trade among the people. It cannot be censored. And the money is worth something because it's art, and it cannot be printed at the will of some, more or less fairly elected official.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Patrick, it's good to have you here. Thank you for being here. Appreciate the information. Resistance.io, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Patrick Schleitzer, ladies and gentlemen, with Resistance. We'll get him back again another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.